This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Many expect the Indiana Fever to select Iowa superstar Caitlin Clark with the number one pick in this year's WNBA draft. Since Clark decided to turn pro, home ticket prices for the Fever jumped more than 300% and traffic to the team's website spiked 180%. Horizon League Commissioner Julie Rowe Latch said having Clark in Indy would be extraordinary.
What better place than our city and state for, I believe, the WNBA, regardless of where Caitlin goes? Of course, we sure hope it's here. She is going to elevate that league just as she's done to the college women's game. I just literally saw a stat today that college women's basketball on Fox has higher viewership than college men's basketball. That's on average across the entire season. That's amazing, and that is the trajectory of the sport.
The WNBA draft will take place April 15th. Carmel-based Braun Ability will be under new leadership at the end of the month. The company announced this week that President and CEO Stacy Kroon plans to step down April 1st after 7 years in the role. Kroon will be succeeded by Scott Nelson, who currently serves as President of North American Manufacturing for Braun Ability. The University of Notre Dame will award the 2024 Latari Medal to Claire Babineau-Fontenot, CEO of Chicago-based Feeding America, during the university's commencement ceremony on May 19th. The Latari Medal is the oldest and most prestigious honor given to American Catholics. It is awarded annually to a person, quote, whose genius has ennobled the arts and sciences, illustrated the ideals of the church, and enriched the heritage of humanity. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Tens of thousands of Hoosier Public retirees are guaranteed to get pension benefit bonuses every year, including a 13th check for all by October, under a negotiated final draft of legislation headed to Governor Eric Holcomb's desk.
The compromise comes after weeks of tussling over policy goals and years of differences in preferred approaches to additional benefits. Last year, lawmakers approved no adjustment, angering many public retirees. The bonuses supplement flat retirement benefits that don't keep up with inflation. House Bill 1004 now establishes a hybrid mechanism offering annual 13th checks to public employees retired before July 1, 2025. Those retired after that date would get 1% cost of living adjustments. To pay for the plan, the legislation removes a previous 1% payroll-based surcharge cap and instead allows the Indiana Public Retirement Systems Board to raise the surcharge rates annually to, at the most, 0.1% of payroll from the previous year, and it bars the board from lowering rates. But to tide retirees over until the long-term plan goes into force, the legislation also gives one more ad hoc check for this year. It's due by October 1, 2024. Most retirees, public school teachers, state employees, and others would receive checks between $150 and $450 based on years of service. That would now include those with between 5 and 10 years, who previously were only eligible if they were getting disability-related retirement benefits. Dedicated funding and reserve accounts exist to cover the cost. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business, Radio.
A new Indiana University Health partnership announced Thursday looks to expand access to orthopedic joint replacement services across Northeast Indiana. The health system said by working with the Indiana Joint Replacement Institute, an expanded team of joint replacement surgeons will allow for more capacity and expertise at IU Health. The hospital system said the partnership will result in better care, coordination, clinical quality, and patient experience. The IJRI team will focus on hip and knee replacements. IU Health has 7 locations in Northeast Indiana, while IJRI's clinic location with IU Health is located in Fort Wayne. Bally's Evansville Casino and Hotel is adding to Indiana's sports betting scene. The casino has opened the Bally Bet Sportsbook in conjunction with the launch of Bally Bet Mobile Sports Betting in Indiana. The casino did not disclose its financial investment in the new sportsbook, which will be open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time. Former Purdue Research Foundation President Dan Hassler is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.